Today I am joined by Matt Charlesworth, a local singer-songwriter. Hi Matt, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You have a new song out at the moment that I absolutely love. It's called Fallen, and I wanted to have you on the show to talk all about it. When did you come up with this idea? Like, what were the influences for it?
Fallen came together a bit differently than my other songs. It was the synth line that was like the first thing I heard in my head, and then I had to put the chords down, and then this over the course of a weekend just built the song up really. Yeah, that was kind of how it came together. See, normally with the songs it's like the main melody or like the vocal line that I hear first in my head, but yeah, this one with the synth, and then funnily enough the main vocal line was one of the last things to be written, which it made the songwriting process a bit different. But no, it was good fun.
That's interesting. Yeah, having to like write the lyrics and the melody around what you've already got, that must be very interesting.
Yeah, none of my other songs really happened that way, but you're right, it was basically writing. I made the backing track first and then wrote song to it. Yeah,
so you mentioned they're making the backing track and everything. Do you produce all the songs?
Yeah, so every instrument you hear on that is me sat in this little room. I produce it and then I offload it for mastering.
Well, it sounds absolutely awesome. It's really, really great.
Thank you so much.
What influences you normally when you write? I get a little bit of a sense of 1975 in there. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, they are a massive influence. I take a weird bit of influence from a lot of different genres. That sort of music, that electronic indie is one of my favourite genres. And then you just have just classic EDM, like electronic dance music. So like the first stuff that I put out was a lot more like EDM. This sort of stuff is a bit more, I guess you could say, bandy, because you could see a band playing it. Well, that was the dream, to have a band for it. But then obviously COVID came across and we haven't been able to do any live shows. But hopefully soon, touch wood, we'll be back. But yeah, influence. I know it's such a rubbish answer, but I do just take a tiny bit from everything I hear.
Yeah, no, definitely. You can tell that, actually. You can definitely hear various artists and ideas in there, but at the same time, it comes up with something so original.
Thank you so much.
Would you say that you are going a different way with this project? How has it sort of developed at all, your style differently from what you've done before?
Yeah, so the past three songs I've released. So I've released I Think I've Fallen in Love back in summer, which at the beginning of summer, so like the first lockdown project, which did really well. That was kind of my first bandy song. And then I released Fly, which was a bit more EDM-y. And then I released Falling, which was kind of in the middle, but more leaning towards the band side. So yeah, that's where I've gone. But going into the future, I have some very exciting and some very big plans, which unfortunately is still in the work.
You can't talk about. No. I was actually, that's what I was going to ask you next, is this the tricklings before some sort of EP or something? But not allowed to answer.
No, unfortunately, I really would like to, but I'm going to wait to watch it.
When you are, get in touch, and Phoenix want to play it because we absolutely love it.
Yeah, definitely.
When did you get into music? When did you know that you sort of like had a bit of a knack?
So I played the piano. It was like my first instrument, and I just kind of played it by ear from a young age. So I was always just playing along to songs that I liked. And then I remember it was probably my 14th birthday, I think it was. I got my first MacBook, which I then got Logic on, which is the software for creating music. And I was just every single evening, and probably every single evening since, I've just been doing something, this random little idea. Some of them have been absolute garbage, which is actually most of them are, but that's how it goes, isn't it? But yeah, and then over school, I was in a band with like my best mates, and we recorded some songs, and I think that was what made me know that, oh, this is what I want to be doing, because being on stage with like my best mates was the best thing. And then during sixth form and stuff, I was just recording a lot of music, and then over uni is when I really focused down, because I did a popular music with music technology at uni.
Oh right, okay.
So I really was able to focus on my music, and then I finished in April last year.
Awesome. So you've not been doing it long either, in terms of actually being finished up with uni and everything, although I suppose the uni experience obviously helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's strange, isn't it, because I've been out of uni for, well, coming up to a year, and I haven't had a chance to actually give music the full go, because final year of uni, the plan was to, when I leave uni, just to do as many gigs as possible, get my name out there. And obviously that has taken a bit of a hit. So I haven't really had the chance to do that. So hopefully in the future we'll be able to.
Weird to not have performed these songs, and they're doing pretty well on Spotify and everything, and then to not have ever performed them must be really weird.
It is really weird. That's a very good point, because when I'm writing songs, I write them, I imagine I'm performing when I'm writing them, if that makes sense. And I really, to be honest, I write them more for performing than to listen to. And you are right, to not be able to perform them is a real shame. That's something we will have to put up with for now.
So we talked a little bit before about the fact that you're producing, recording every aspect and everything like that all yourself. Do you have a favourite part of the process? Do you like writing the most? Do you enjoy the production side of it? How do you feel about the different aspects?
I think my favourite part of the building process is so I have an idea and I start putting it down, and then as soon as I've got the first idea down, everything just becomes a blur, and hours will pass by so quickly. And because I'm just putting different elements in at different points, thinking, where can I put this in? Where can I put this guitar? And I would just build this track. So what feels quickly, but it's hours of an evening gone. I mean, I love it. I love it so, so much. But I must say that my favorite part is performing, because I just love that feeling, performing your music and getting that immediate response.
Have you been able to do any sort of like virtual performances during lockdown, anything like that?
I've had a couple of acoustic virtual performances. Annoyingly, with the style that my music is in, it's hard to do it virtually without a band, without living with my band, and like without kind of, it's hard to make it come across really well. So haven't done loads, but I've been practicing, and I've been having some great ideas for some live shows, so making like light shows and stuff. So yeah,
awesome. So getting ready. And then when everything opens back up.
Yeah, for whenever it is, yeah.
Well, hopefully it won't be too long. Do you find that the lockdown has been quite helpful to give you time to do the editing and the writing, or do you find it's completely stumped your sort of like creativity?
Yeah, I went through a phase of no creativity. I mean, I think I've Fallen in Love came out, was written because of lockdown. I mean, I don't think I would have written that song or come up with the idea if I didn't have lockdown. So I've got to thank it for that. I did hit a bit of a wall, a creative wall. Yeah, it was like end of 2020. I just couldn't write anything. So yeah, but I do think it has allowed me time to develop my songwriting, develop my ideas, and it has made me appreciate gigging a lot more.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, if you're saying that you hit a bit of a wall, you know, end of last year, it is early February now, so that's not too long. You've done quite well out of it.
Yeah.
You'd not struggle for too long if you then produced Falling after that. And as you say, it gives you an appreciation for the gigging, and you'll come back even better and stronger, I'm sure, after when you get back to the gigs. They'll be awesome, I'm sure.
That's the plan, yeah.
Thanks so much for chatting to me today, Matt. We're going to play your song now, Falling, because it is absolutely awesome and everyone needs to hear it. And where can everyone go and find you, follow you, so that they know when these exciting secret projects drop, they know instantly when they happen?
I mean, my music is on all streaming services, and if you want to follow me on Instagram, it is Matt Charlesworth Official, and that is where you'll find out this massive secret that is going to happen.
Awesome. It's very exciting. That sounds great. Do you know when we'll be able to find that out, or is that all still up in the air?
It's in the next month or so.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes peeled and our ears open for that.
We'll
look forward to it a lot. We'll play it now. This is Falling. Thanks so much for chatting to me today, Matt.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It feels like a lifetime since I saw you last time. Do you know? Do you know? I think of you here and there, and I wish I was in your head. Do you know? can't believe that you still dance around to our song. My heart is beating, speeds up a little. It's been a few years, but you still get all the words wrong. I miss a time when you said